Film watching time on Vikings game plan. First, we ask the analyst Pete Bursich, why are you celebrating E.J. Henderson?
Well, I was at a blood drive today, and they gave me an E.J. Henderson jersey.
That's pretty good.
So I'm wearing it.
But it doesn't say Henderson on the back.
Oh, it doesn't.
It celebrates special teams immortality. And we're about ready to celebrate the Atlanta Falcons by showing you some things that are fueling the Falcons. For instance, team has won three consecutive games during said winning streak, is averaging 32 points a game. Julio Jones, heard of him, right?
Yep.
253 yards, two touchdowns in his last game. Let's break down the birds.
All right. Well, Julio Jones is definitely the guy to watch out for. There's a lot of reasons for the recent success of the Atlanta Falcons. However, Julio Jones is the big highlight. One thing that you're going to see a lot with Matt Ryan in protection is this is still a maximum protection type front. You have two backs in the backfield, so you have five, six, seven guys to protect. That gives time for the routes to develop. You see Julio down here on the bottom.
Yep.
Okay. Watch this linebacker. As soon as they see pass, this linebacker is turning and running to work underneath Julio. I mean, he's not even looking back at the quarterback. They're expecting, at least the corner right here, is expecting this route to come here and into the post. And Julio sells it very nicely. Watch this. He comes in, takes two steps.
Whoa.
Gets around it. The linebacker still can't get him. This corner doesn't get himself turned around in time.
Yep.
And then look at that throw. Covered like a blanket, back shoulder, able to come up, catch, get 2 feet in bounds. So there's more than just Julio Jones and his ability to catch. It's the route running that he does. It's the ability of the offense and what they do to make it look like one thing and then give him another. This is another case out here where you leave him one-on-one with the corner. Okay, so he comes out, he's going to sell a post and then work his way back outside and watch what happens to the corner. He's jumping that route. Watch. He's jumping that slant. Oh, boy.
And Ryan's looking at it every step of the way.
Exactly right. Now, you also see two backs, two extra people in protection sliding the line. So that gives a team like we saw in Tampa Bay, who likes to blitz and play man behind it, some problems. But this is it. He's squeezing that post. He turns around. He breaks his ankle, catch the ball. And then right there, 1 foot in bounds, still athletic enough to get the football to break the plane. So Julio Jones, he's an unbelievable route runner. You wonder how guys get open down the field because you're watching TV and you see the front line and then all of a sudden you look down the field and there the guy is running wide open. It's because of his route running ability, people guessing, people thinking that they know what he's going to run, trying to jump something, and then they get ahead of themselves. So,
trickery, wide receiver Mohamed Sanu, a very accomplished high school quarterback before he went to Rutgers. In the backfield, the Falcons had run this formation four previous times, but never had thrown out of it. They call it the wild bean.
The wild bean, as opposed to the wildcat. So you see Ryan lined up down here. He's just a decoy in this case. Julio Jones right here in the slot, one-on-one. The corner walks up to give him a jam, pushes him outside, but now you have one-on-one down the field. And this is smart on Atlanta's part because they've been running the football out of this. So Tampa Bay is thinking run. They're in a run defense. They have, for some reason, all these guys down here, a safety, a corner, a linebacker, all over here, but they're not worried about this guy.
Ryan's like, don't touch me.
No, he's backing up, getting out of the picture. But, hey, great job by Sanu. He steps up, throws a bit of a lollipop.
Get up there, Julio.
And this is the body control right here that Julio Jones has. He has the ability to get, some people might call it a push off. Some people say, hey, he's just putting an arm out. But then he catches and scores the touchdown. So Atlanta wants to get the ball to this guy.
Yeah.
Now, we will probably have Xavier Rhodes on him for most of the game. So Atlanta's using a lot of creative ways to get Julio Jones the football. They know that they want him to be their big playmaker. Now, there's a lot of the reasons they're playing well. Xavier Rhodes will be on him, I think, for most of the game. You're probably going to have to give him some help from time to time. Blitzing him is tough because they keep extra running backs in. They want their athletes to operate in space. But we have the athletes, I think, in the back end to match up.